They asked him, how much do you have to drink? They asked the question by a big guy, by a giant. How much does a giant have to drink like the Oy Melech HaBoshen? That was the question. Then such a case, Basham is a Chumra. In other words, Basilu says, if Oig, you know how much Oig has to drink to Mechayiv? He has to drink maybe 5 gallons. Oig has to fill up one side of his mouth. One side of Oig's mouth maybe was 5 gallons. That's what Basilu says you have to drink. And Basham says, no, it's enough to drink just the Revius. So if you're asking the question about Oig Melech HaBoshen, Havada Basham is more of a Machmir, and Basilu is more of a Mekel. That's why it's not a kasha, why it didn't say this mission also in Masechet Yedius. Because in this case, where the person is very big, and his one mouth side is bigger than a revius, so then Beis Shammai is a chumram. No matter how big you are, if you drink a revius, you're chayif. And Beis Hillel says, no, it depends how big you are. If you're a big giant, you have to drink more than just a revius. You have to drink one size full. Maskevo Rav Zeira. Maishino Achila, Techol Chad V'Chad V'Chesedis. So they're telling me now, according to Beis Hillel, it's Mod Nalocha. According to Beis Hillel, Mole Lugmav means every person by himself. How much are you chayiv if you drink on Yom Kippur? If you drink the side of one of your mouthful, one side. Let's say you're a tremendous giant. So like I said, you only chayiv if you drink a gallon. Ma'ashen came by Achila, the Mishnah didn't make any chlukim. The Mishnah says if you eat the size of a kesevas agasa, you eat any food the size of a big date, you chayiv. Outcome by food, we don't make a difference how big you are. You could be a big giant, you eat this one date full, you chayiv on your kippah. Mashiach, when it comes to drink, you have to drink a gallon full. How come? Maskor Rab Zera, Maishna Achila, Techol Chav V'Chav Kiseves, O Maishna Shtiya, Techol Chav V'Chav Didei. That drinking, Yoni Chayiv, it says, each person has to go according to his one side of the mouthful. Omalai Abayas, Abayi answers, Kisev, you see Abayi's answering this terrorist over and over again now. Romalei Abaya, what you have to say is, Kim Lhul Rabbonin. Yes, the Rabbonin understood that when a person goes to eat a solid food, if you eat any food the size of a big date, the Bahochi Meisvadaiti, that satisfies you. That takes away, at least for that second, it takes away your hunger pains. Even for Yig Melech HaBoshen, it takes away his hunger pains for that second. Vatsamehochi, if you eat less than the size of a big date, no matter how small you are, it doesn't take away your hunger pains. If you're inu now, if you're hungry, and eat less than the size of a big date, it doesn't take away your hunger, therefore not over the law. That's what the Rabbana knew, that's the svar by eating. Ma'ashenken b'shtiyah, when you want to drink something, you have a thirst. What takes away the thirst? What takes away your thirst pains? B'didei, it depends upon you. Meisvadaitin, b'dechavrola meisvadaitin, it only satisfies you, takes away your thirst, if you drink at least one side of your mouthful. No matter how big you are, that's how much you have to drink. If you're a bigger person, if you don't drink that much, it doesn't quench you at all. If you're a small person, you drink that much, it quenches you. That's what Rabbanu knew. It's like a difference between drinking and eating. Vaitam, Masel v'Rab Zeiram. V'chol l'olam kula v'kesevis. Like, what's the svarim now? We spoke this out yesterday, but now the Gemara says it. What's the svarim? If you're telling me now, eating a date, no matter how big you are, you're chayif. What kind of svar is that? Every normal person, when he eats the size of a date, he's chayiv on Yom Kippur. Why? Because that's the shear that the mace of date that makes him feel takes away his hunger pains. And you have the big giant now, Oig, that for him, his meal faces 100 of them. So how come if he eats one date, you tell me now it satisfies him? What could one date do to Oig Melech HaBoshen? Omalei Abaya, yes. Abaya answered back, no. Kim lul Rabbanu knew that the svar is like this. No matter how big you are, if you have the size of a date going down your throat, it satisfies you. No matter how small you are, if you eat less than the size of a kesevis, a kasam, less than the size of a date, it doesn't satisfy you. It doesn't take away your hunger pains. Miyu, I asked me a question. There should be a difference between a big bully, between a Oigmal Rabboshan and a normal person. I'll say it like this. Kula yalma tuva. A normal person, when he eats the size of a kesevas agasa, the size of a big date, it satisfies him for 5-10 minutes. For a little while, you don't become hungry. Ma'ashenkin vei melech HaBoshen purta. For him, 2 seconds maybe. For the first 2 seconds after he eats it, he's satisfied, his hunger pains went away. Only a little bit, true. Right away, he'll become hungry again. But our Kopan Matara says, Ashalai sunah, you're not allowed to do something to take away your pains. So, Oig Melech HaBoshen ate the size of a kesevas, of a date, HaKoponim, for those 2 seconds after he ate it, it took away his hunger pains. So he's over the lav of eating on Yom Kippur. That's the Svara. Maskevlo Reb Zera. So Zera asked a question, another question, the same type of a question. How can you tell me, no matter what type of a food you eat, it has the same shear? If you eat nice, fatty meat, the churah meat fills you up. So how much meat do you have to eat to be mechayev in Yom Kippur? Again, b'chaseves, doesn't say any differences. No matter the best type of meat you eat, you're only chayev in Yom Kippur, eat the size of a date. Chaseves agasa, a big date. Mashenkin b'lul le'gifanim, let's say you eat the leaves of the vine, you're also chayev, talking about the leaves are edible. B'chaseves, how much leaves do you have to eat? Because they don't give you too much nourishment, you don't get satisfied too much. How much is the shear? The same shear of chaseves. So what kind of svar is this? If you're telling me now the svar in Yom Kippur is what takes away your hunger pains, what takes away yinui, so svar should be, if you eat a tremendous, nice, juicy piece of meat, a smaller piece should take away your hunger pains. Mashenka, if you eat some leaves, it takes more to take away your hunger pains. Omle Abaye, no. Abaye answer back again, the same terrace, no. Ramalei Abaya, Kim Lula Rabbonin, the Rabbonin knows, no, the Bahochi Meisvadaiti, that you have to eat, no matter what food it is, if you eat the size of a date, it satisfies you. Bosa Mihochi Le Meisvadaiti, if you eat less than the size of a date, no matter even though it's the best meat in the world, it doesn't take away your pains, hunger pains. Miyu, I ask me, the Chiluk one has more nourishment than the other one, true. Miyu, Bosa Shamituva, since it has a lot of nourishment, it'll satisfy you, keep you satisfied for a while, tuva, a few minutes, half an hour. Mashenke lul vegefanim. If you go to eat these poshe leaves, then purta, it'll satisfy your taka for a few minutes. That's all. I don't come hungry right away. True, but I'll kopana for these first few seconds and minutes. That you're satisfied, you're over the lava Torah that says Hashalai Suna. Mask of law rova. We know the halacha by all the shirim haTorah when they say yechayiv eat a kezayis. How fast do you have to eat the kezayis? You get malchus to eat a kezayis worth of chazir. How fast do you have to eat it? You only have to eat it in 1 second. There's a shir kedei achilas pras. That's a shir hayit. Achilas pras is the size of a half of a loaf of bread. That some say it's 3 eggs, some say the size of 4 eggs. Nachlokes. But in other words, how long it takes you to eat 3 or 4 eggs, and let's say it takes 3 minutes. So if you eat your kezayis of chazir within 3 minutes, then you chayit. That's the shear by kezayis. Now the kezayis, we have a new shear by Yom Kippur. You only chayit on Yom Kippur chorus if you eat the size of a date. It's also the same shear. With the achilas pras, we know the locker is Yom Kippur also. How fast do you have to eat your kezayis, your date worth of food? You have your piece of apple here, the size of a big date. So how fast do you have to eat it between Chayiv and Yom Kippur? The same shir kedei achilas pras. Let's say it's 3 minutes. If you eat it within 3 minutes, you chayiv. Let's say after 3 minutes, you potter. So if you eat it within 3.5 minutes, you potter. So you ask the question, why should that be? Luchura kezayis is a smaller shir. So you understand, if you're eating the kezayis, you need 3 minutes. Tida kezayis agasa, which is a bigger shir, luchura should need 5 minutes. What kind of svarim? The same 3 minutes you have for a kezayis, you have for a kezayis. Omalei Abaye, Abaye answered Nachman the same terrors. Kim lulu rabbanu, the rabbanu knew to b'hochi meisvadaiti, that if you eat this size of a kesevus of a date within the shear of 3 minutes, within the shear of achilas pras, that satisfies you. B'tfei mihochi, but if you wait 1 second more than kedei achilas pras, 1 second more than the 3 minutes, le meisvadaiti, does not satisfy you. The rabbanu knew this also. The Rashi says, kesevus achilas pras. Kimlon v'chol oisin isurin sheshurim mekazayis shimsho ben tchilas achilosa shir l'gmar achilosai. If you wait from the beginning until the end, yoisim le'achilos pras aim it starf. You're not chayiv. At sheyechol kol ashir v'ter kadei shir suda, until you eat the whole size of the kezayis of chazir within this 3 minutes. V'yachilos chati kikur. What does the chati pras mean? It means the size of half of a loaf of bread. Sheshir bo yeserev. This is the size for an erev. Shumozin beis sudas. That's the mozin of 2 sudas. Gavnan chesel beis anugar. Now that's the shear of a kezayis. So you want to tell me now by a kezayis it has the same shear. Bechtei achilas pras. Bitzmiya yom kippurin sheshir achilosoi. Bechtei but yom kippur the shear was a kezayis. Afu shiur itzir achilosoi bechtei achilas pras. Is it a svar? It should have the same shear. It's not a svar like that. The Yimsho Yosef Mekan Em Starf with the Shia bigger than that's Nam Starf. No. Yeah. So there says Enechnami that with this Shia, but Tfein Loch Dashi Yimsho Yosef Mekan Loy Mesa Daiti. If you wait longer than this, it's not Mesa Daiti. Yom Kippur Yishuv Adas Tal Yimilsi. Yom Kippur told me, the Yisrael is when it takes away your pains, when you feel satisfied. The Torah says, Asher Loy Sunim. Torah doesn't say Nalar Idon Yom Kippur. Torah says you're not allowed to be satisfied. So what's called Yishuv Adas that makes you satisfied? That's if you eat the size of a kasevis, of a big date, and how long? Within the size of a chatzipras. Right. Now, the mask of Lord Rob asked another question. You're telling me now, even on Yom Kippur, when the Shia teeth is the size of a kesevis, you have to eat it, but they're achilas pras. That's the Shia. If you eat longer than that, you're potter. Now, chasi pras, there's another Shia. There's a Shia of chasi pras, that's even a bigger Shia. Mamas the size of eating half a loaf of a bread. The locher is if you eat the size of achilas tumah. You have food that's tummy. And if you eat it, if you eat a chasi pras of the food that's tummy, it's matama your body. With the rabbanan, that's called tumas gevion. Your body becomes tummy if you eat a food the size of a chasi pras. Midirais, so food is not matama person. The only food that's matama person is if you eat an oif, nevelas oif torm, then it's matama you when you swallow it. But any other food, even though it's tummy, is never matama nodem. But with the Rabbanan though, if your body, if you eat the size of a chatzi prat of food that's tamein, your body becomes tamein. Now what's the, how fast do you have to eat this chatzi prat? Bechtei achilas prat. You have to eat the half a loaf of bread in the time it takes you to eat the full loaf of bread. The same 3 minutes. That's halacha. So the chorus akasha, why? We tell him now to eat the size of the kazayis, you have 3 minutes. So to eat the size of a half a loaf of bread, you should have 10 minutes. How come you have the same shear to eat a kezayis as you have a chassi loaf of bread? Why should that be? And the Gemara, Amalei Rav Papa, or Papa answered back, Hanech le Tumas Gevim. Leave over this cloud that we're talking about now, Tumas Gevim. Say now a new chiddush that if you eat food, your body becomes tummy. The lav diuraisi, that's not a tumma diuraisa. It's only midrabbonin. So the rabbonin were not machmis so much. What the rabbonin said is chumrum, that if you eat food that's tummy, it's matama your body, the rabbonin will make it and said, you only tummy if you eat the size of a chatzi pras fast, in the size of three minutes. The same shear takes you to eat a full loaf of bread. But if you eat it in a longer stretch, the rabbonin said, you're tor. Shrashi, chatzi pras. Sheshiyurai lifts la segviya. That's the shear how much food, tomato you eat to matama your body. Loichel, oichlen tomeim, chatzi pras, if somebody eats food that's tummy, the size of a half a loaf of bread, nifsa gufa melecha b'truma. If you're a kohen, your body becomes tummy now, but you're not allowed to eat truma. V'chatzi pras shir godlu k'shtei beitzim. It's not much the size of 2 eggs. So how can you tell me it's the same size of the achilas pras? So the answer is yes. Hanech l'tuma gevia delav diraisa. It's not a diraisa to give in tuma. V'yakilu rabbonim bo. It's only a tuma mid rabbonim. So the rabbonim will make it. For at the Gemara, is that true? Well, miyam Rav Papa Hochid, Rav Papa said that the Tumah Gevia is only mid Rabbonin. The Yoksiv, he dashed in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'loi setam l'behem, don't make yourself tummy. When it's Mesebom and you become tummy. We're talking about a sheretz now, of Oichol as tummy. Miyam Rav Papa, mikan she Tumah Gevia diraisa. The Papa said, this Pasuk of Nitmesebom, mashmi, if you eat this food, you become tummy. So it's mashmit diraisa. So how can you tell me that Rav Papa said it's only mid rabbanon? So the Gemara answers no. Mid rabbanon. Rav Papa also knew it's only mid rabbanon. Ukros machta b'yalma. That he says it's diraisa. Interesting. It doesn't really mean diraisa. Diraisa just means we learn it out from the Torah. It's an asmachta. But an asmachta means the rabbanon made up this halacha. But certain times the rabbanon make up a halacha just by themselves, by their own daf to a machmir. Certain times the rabbanon founded a smachta from the Torah. It's mashm a little bit from the Torah, that's what we should do. So a diraisa mamish to say the Torah told us to do it, it's not called. It's called the rabbanon interpreted. But it's called, a smachta is called something. So a papa called it a diraisa, even though it's not really a diraisa, it's only with the rabbanon. Like Rashi says, the pasuk says, V'lechitama behem, ka'ab yachila tziv, al tishaksot nashasechem, dainu achila, don't eat the shekets. where it's a tamo behem, loy zui azara tumas is not the tumah, shein yisrael musarim ala tamah. A regular yisrael has no chiyuv not to become tamei by eating or touching shiratim. The chiv emo la kahanim, kahanim mizorim, only a kohen is mus not to become tamei, v'en yisrael musarim. El azaras achiloson, it's plus the puzzle song about not eat a sheket, you're not allowed to eat it. So if you read it, you become Tommy. So if Kidai Gaeth, here it's Masha from Rashi, that a Yisrael doesn't have a Chiyiv not to teach Rotsim, not to touch Rotsim, to become Tommy. But Masha Makoyan does have the Chiyiv. The Kidai Gaeth will never find that. A Koyan only has an Issa not to touch a mace, not to have Tumas mace. But Stam to touch Rotsim, we'll never find a Koyan has is Muzer. And yet from Rashi it's Mashma that a Yisrael doesn't have the love not to touch Rotsim. But Mashma Kanim does have the love. So some of us want to say that Rashi Yosta didn't really mean, just Rashi just means it's a Kalbu Chaimim. That Maduch or a Koyin, he's Muslim not to Matama to Mason. Or Yisrael doesn't have that Tumah. So for sure, Yisrael doesn't have a Tumah Sheretz either. He's allowed to touch the Sheretz. Even though a Koyin is also allowed to touch the Sheretz. Right. But I call upon him, Papa said, Nikan Tumas Gibiyam, I say, Oichlen Tumayim Diraisam. That if you eat it, you become Tumay. So as Mashmas Diraisam, the Teretz know, even according to Papa, Varasoni Mirabonin. The Kroh Lav the Tumas, the Pasa is not teaching us Tumum. Shein Lachodova Metam Odom, I say, Achilom, El Novela Saif Torm. Midiraisam, the only type of a food that's Metam, a person is only, by eating it, is only the eats Novela Saif Torm. That's the Chiddush HaKroah. If you eat in the veil of an iftar, you become tummy. But otherwise, you're not tummy. Say the Rapopa says you're tummy if you eat the food, El Asmachta B'yalma. V'ikha Kroah Dashina Paragamma L'mamuna, Odin Metam Atzma Mat, Metam Reisa Harbi. It's like a Musa to hear. If you do a little bit Averis, Minashmarim, they'll make you do more Averis. Now, call upon him, Tumas Givi is only Midrabonin. Therefore, we have the Kulam that if you eat the size of a Chati Pras, and a longer shear, more than 3 minutes, that takes your teeth, a whole loaf of bread, you talk your Torah, you don't have the tumah. Since it's only with the Rabbanan will make a on the shirum. Then our Mishnah says, Kol ha'oichlin, all the oichlin are mitzarf. Those that eat are size of a date, made up from pears and apples, yichayiv. Doesn't only have to be a size of a date worth of an apple. All the food together is mitzarf. Amar Rav Papa, ochal umtso milcha. He ate like a piece of meat with the salt on top of it, mitzarif. You should know the salt also makes up to the shear. Even though you have less than the size of a date worth of meat, but since you also have salt on top of it and together it's the size of a date, yichayiv. The chiddush is v'yafagav lavachilhi. Even though salt by itself is not something you eat. So if you eat a kasevis worth of salt, you'll be put on Yom Kippur. Over here, kivon v'yachli inshim mitzarifin. Since here people eat the meat with the salt, so now, with the meat, the salt is edible, therefore yichayiv on Yom Kippur. If together, the meat and the salt together, the size of a kesev as agasam, you be chayiv koros. Omer Resh Lakish, tzir shaga b'yerek. If you have your vegetables, and you have some juice, the wetness on top of the vegetables, the tzir, the juice that comes out of the vegetables, is mitzarev like a kesev as Yom Kippurim. If you eat these vegetables now, a size of a kesev, not just from the vegetables itself, no, it's made up, what you're eating, your size of a date is made up. Most of it is vegetables, but a little bit is the tzir, the juice of the vegetables. If you eat it together, you chayiv. Together them starve to mechayiv you, that's called yedek size of a date. For the more pshita, like avada, why not? You ate now the size of a date. Mer says, no, a big chiddush here. Ma, to tell you, I would have thought. Mashku, what do you mean you ate the size of a date? Of the actual vegetables, the food, you only ate the size less of a date. What made up the size of a date? With the juice. Now I would have thought the juice is called liquid. And that the Mishnah says that liquid and food are not mitzarif together. If you have a chatzi size of a date, and a chatzi mala lugma, and you eat them together, you're potter. You can't put together food and liquid. They don't go together. So I would have thought here the juice is not mitzarif to make up the shear of a kasevis. Kamashman here is different. Kamashmalon, that kolach shurei uchla, uchlahu. Since this juice, you're not drinking of a terrace of liquid. This seer now, the juice of the vegetables, makes the vegetables taste good. It's coming to make the vegetables taste good. So anything that's coming to help you eat the vegetables is called like the food itself. That's the chiddush here. If the liquid is making the food taste better, it becomes part of the food, and then you could put the two together to make up the size of a date. Amar Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish said another Kiddush. Ho'aychel achila gasa b'yom ha-kippurim potter. If you eat on Yom Kippur and achila gasa, big eating, shno yipot, you're not chayev koros. My time of why? The Pasuk says, asher lo yisuna ksiv. You have to eat something that takes away your pain, takes away your hunger pains. Prat l'mazik. Mashenkin, if you eat to fill yourself up, that's not called achila, that's called you be mazik yourself. So chur the kasher is, the chur on Yom Kippur by day, you just start to eat, so true. If you eat a ton of food, so by the end of the ton, you're good, you're mazik yourself. The chur the kasher is, though, the first little bit you ate them, that's not satisfied you. So why aren't you chayah for the first kazayas you ate? True, when you finish eating your 100 kazayas, you should be potter, but at the beginning, though, you should be chayah. So Rashi Rav warns the Shaila, Rashi as we're talking about, Rashi is achila gasam. She'ochal leila yom ha-kippurim ala soiva. Shoyasova misudas ha-shifsik bo. That's by the sudas ha-masekis. Right before Yom Kippur, you filled yourself up to gills. Mamish, you fill this time, you can't eat nothing more. Now, 5 minutes later on Yom Kippur, right then, when you're still full to the gills, if you eat now a kesevah sagasa, you're potter on Yom Kippur. Because that's not called rachila, that's called you being mazik, you're hurting yourself. It's not called you're taking away your pains. Adarabah, by eating this just makes you have more pains. Shrashi prat lamazik. It's not taking away any type of pains you have. It's bad for you, it's bad for the food. It only makes it worse, so such an eating is potter on Yom Kippur. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, Omer Resh Lakish, Zara she'ochal truma, achila gasa, if a Zara regular Yisrael, when to eat truma, b'shoydi. So locher is regular when you eat truma, you have a chiyuv to pay back to the kanim the value of it, and you also have to eat another chaymish, another fifth more. But that's only if you eat it. What about ye ate achila gasa? You ate also when you were already full to the gills with you ate other food, now you went to eat the truma. So locher is mishalom es akerim. You only have to pay back the value of the truma that you ate. V'yeinu mishalom es achaymish. But you don't have to eat another fifth. Why? The Pasuk says, ki yoicham. If a person eats truma b'shoideg, then you have to eat another fifth. That's only if you eat it. Prat l'mazik. But over here that you were filled to the gills before you went to eat it. Now you ate this kazayas worth of truma, it's only mazik you. It doesn't do anything good for you, it only harms you. Or Rashi says, prat l'mazik at the truma. This eating is not called you ate the truma, it's called you just destroying the truma. So for such an achila, you chayav like a ganef, you took away the truma from the kain, but that's all, you just have to pay back the value, you don't have to add the extra chaymish. The extra fifth is only if you had a ma'is achila that you had enjoyment from it. Omer Rav Yirmi, Omer Rav Yechanan, Zar Shekoyseh, Soirim, Shel Truma, a Zar that takes